So once upon a time, it was very confusing at first for Redbeard because he was, for the very first time in his entire life, swimming away from his ship. But he knew that he had to because they had heard the stories a long, long time ago about these new pirates that were out also pirating the seas. And they were nothing like any of the other pirates had ever seen. They didn't even have heads, the captains. Instead, they just had flaming blue spaces where their heads would usually be. It was a magical, confusing thing. And they traveled two huge ships together. One of the captains was called Fear. And one of the captains was called Delusion. And what they would do is they would swoop up next to ships and they would take every one of the pirates as slaves and hostages. But they didn't just take them as slaves. Instead, they controlled their mind. And where their eyes had been, two little blue flames popped up. And so the second that Redbeard saw those ships pile on, and the second he saw the flaming blue heads of the other captains, he knew the only hope that he had was to swim to the islands right near him. And he knew those islands well because he had grown up there. And there was one place, one precious, sweet place on that island that he knew the last tiny sliver of hope lay. And so he did. He swam all the way to the island. He climbed up to the mountain to this one beautiful part where there was a well that was dug generations and generations ago. And it was a magical place. And when he had grown up there, he had gone there and they had drank the most sweetest, most beautiful water from that well. And it was a place where if you prayed and you asked questions, answers came. And magic happened. And so he climbed and he sat and he pulled up the water and he drank the sweetest, most beautiful, amazing water. And he sat and he prayed. He said, Fear and delusion have taken over. And I'm terrified for my men. I'm terrified for my boat, my own life. What can I do? And he felt the presence of so many who had come before. All of the strong ones and all the wise ones and all the gentle ones. All of them right there with him, and he heard their voice, and they said, open your hands. And he did. He opened both of his hands, and all of a sudden there was a bit of a swirling around each of his hands, and sure enough, something appeared in each of the hands. In one hand, he had a bottle of Purell, the hand sanitizer. And he was a little bit confused, but he thought, okay, it's now it's cold season, so we have ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And he was trying to figure out what happened, but the other hand started to glow, and then his very old little wooden sword, tiny, tiny wooden sword he had made years ago when he was little. And he was standing there holding the Purell and the wooden sword, and he thought, against those mighty, incredible foes, I'm supposed to fight with a Purell and a little wooden sword. And he heard the voices, and they said, you already have what you truly need if you can set yourself free. And he stood up slowly. And he knew exactly what that meant, but he knew that was going to be the hardest part by far. But he knew it was the only hope for his men and for his ship. And so he ran back down the mountain with the Purell in one hand and the little wooden sword in the other. And not a really a lot of hope in his heart, but a little bit more hope. Now, meanwhile, back on the ships, the main ship, his beloved ship, all of his men had been chained up on the sides of the ship. And sure enough, the fear and the delusion was contagious, and it was slowly spreading from pirate to pirate. And they were all afraid, and they watched as the eyes started to glow blue, and the two large, mystical, terrifying captains walked around, twiddling their little flame beards, when all of a sudden, everybody turned at once because Redbeard splashed up over the side, and he landed right in the middle of the ship. But it didn't look like him. All of his pirates turned around and they started to kind of chuckle at first because he didn't just land. He landed in kind of a ballet pose and his arms were out to the side and he had made himself a little tutu. And he said, that's right, men. I am Redbeard, the pirate ballerina. And it was the most fearful thing he had ever said because forever in his life he wanted to dance. He wanted to just be a ballerina, but he knew that he was destined for the life of a pirate. And it was a complex identity. But he knew that was the only hope. And sure enough, when he stood and he reached out with the bottle of Purell and the little wooden sword, And he started to do his very first pirouette ever, started to twirl around. He felt free. He felt free in a way he had never felt in his entire life. And so he twirled faster and the freedom filled him. And sure enough, he looked at the sword, started to feel a little bit heavier. And then it burst into green flame. And he thought, oh, okay. Because he's still a pirate. And he keeps twirling and spinning in this big flaming green sword on one side. And the bottle of Purell started to kind of jiggle and started to glow. And then it was covered in rainbows and glitters. And he knew that it wasn't just Purell. And fear and delusion, they said, get him, man. And all of the minions got up and started to run towards him and attack him. But he was spinning around. And that green flame, any of the minions, any of the mind-controlled pirate minions who tried to come towards him just burst. And they just fell backwards. And he said, oh, that's what the Purell is for. He went, ch-ch-ch. And it was magical healing Purell. And so they lost the fear and they lost the delusion. And they fell to the ground and they were healed by the Purell and wave after wave of mind-controlled pirates were dispelled. And he looked back, and fear and delusion had started to disappear. They hadn't been conquered, because those kinds of things don't get conquered. They just go somewhere else. But his men were safe, and his boat was safe. And he was dancing. And from then on, he and all of the many boats that he was in charge of, anytime there was calm seas, they would all get out, start stretching on the ballet bars they had installed along the rims, and they would dance. And each and every one of you, all of us, are red-bearded pirate ballerinas.